the 90-Second Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. Do you know where young fish hang out? Consult their ear stones. Also known as otoliths, ear stones help fish orient themselves. As a fish grows, it takes minerals like calcium from its environment and incorporates them into its otoliths in a series of layers. These layers contain information about where the fish was at different times in its life, because the mineral makeup of each location is unique. By analyzing the mineral content of fish ear stones and matching it to different locations in the Red Sea off the coast of Saudi Arabia, researchers created a life history of various fish, reconstructing where they migrated to and when. The results surprised the experts, though. The coral reef fish studied made remarkable long-distance migrations from coastal wetlands areas across deep open water, long considered an impassable barrier for coral reef fish, all the way to new offshore reefs. The implication of this study is that it isn't enough just to protect adult fish habitat on coral reefs. Habitats that supply those reefs and the migration corridors between them are also in need of protection.
The 90-Second Naturalist is a daily glimpse into the natural world and is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio in association with the Cincinnati Zoo.